a batushka-like situation for
Yeah,
those who
that's
know.
also what I was thinking. It's like a matuska.
Yeah, and I've had a real headache preparing for this episode on this question, going through all the forum posts and all the distro statements regarding this controversy, but so I'm not even going to attempt to sort it through. So I would instead ask you, what you said earlier, that Wolf seemed to be okay with you doing the reunion, reanimation, or how you call it, and Arnold didn't seem too bothered either. So
Yes.
what happened? Why did they suddenly change their minds? And why does so many people seem to get entangled in this? I see many distros like do this pathetic or silly, you should maybe say, statements where like this is the real absurd murder spree and stuff like that. So what is all this? Where does it come from the outside? It just seems bizarre, this entire conflict.
It is bizarre, and it is, like you said, it's very much the Batushka level by now, and I'm very sorry for it, because it's really a pity that any of this happens, that people on the outside cannot even comprehend what's going on, because it's just for an outsider impossible to look through all of this and get to the bottom of it. Yeah, but how to put it? I mean, I think that for someone like Wolf, episode was probably more important than he himself realized until he didn't have it anymore. You know, he was it's like that. It was really a big part for expressing himself, and that's why, for instance, now you have him continuing with a completely different project, that Der Tod und die Landsknechte, that he's doing with Beil, who from Leichenzug, this is actually going in this direction that he had in mind for episode, with still all this like you find it on Grimmige Volksmusik, this lyrics about Rouge Knights and villains and barbarians or whatsoever. You know, if you listen to this Der Tod und die Landsknechte, you can see what he had in mind for episode, but of course couldn't execute, because it was not him writing the lyrics, it was not him writing the music, and now he can actually do it. But it's, of course, it's a new project, but it's not a episode. You know, episode, it's a band that has really a status that it would be very hard to come close with any new project. Even so, you can always say yes, featuring members of episode or anything, but episode is really some institution in the scene. And yes, I think that he started to miss it, actually, that he said yes, it was a wrong decision to say yes. It's all buried by time and dust, and he's over it and doesn't want to continue with it. And now he himself put himself out of the picture, this episode. And now, of course, there would be no way back in without, I don't know, without making it even more, looking even more pathetic, probably. So that's why he decided, yes, he will just carry on with a project, with a new project of his own. So that's probably what's going on in his mind. And with Anhold, it's like that, he got, I think, triggered by other people asking him, yes, what's going on? What happened? Why is all of a sudden Hendrik making episode? Why not you? So, because people say, yes, Arnold, he is such a great musician, and his music is so exceptional and awesome, and he should just continue. And yeah, and now, of course, all of a sudden, to the surprise of many people, he didn't do it, and it was me carrying on. And then he got people I'm sure you got people wondering about it and asking him and begging him, yes, please, please do something. It's not right that it should be you. It shouldn't be Hendrik. It should it should be you who is. Episode. And that's why you have this. You have this. People like saying yes. The true episode, the real episode, is only Wolf and Unhold. They are completely omitting that there was a history of episode before there were any Wolf and Unhold part of the band. I mean, episode is existed for a decade longer than the time when Wolf decided he wants to carry on and he got Unhold joining the band. And like I said, now you have these fanboys, I would say, who are very much, yes, if it's not Wolf and Unhold, then it's not absurd. And of course, we have these sort of people talking to Wolf, talking to Unhold, and saying, yes, it must be you, you must continue, it shouldn't be Hendrik or anyone else. And that's the situation that you have now with, people probably like Unhold, probably being triggered in their vanity that they say, yes, of course, it's not right that it's taken from me and I could do it so much better. So I would just try to get back in the band. Even so, he didn't care for the band for for so long time. He just didn't do nothing, you know. He never went back to the studio and not recorded a single new song or anything until the point when I was actually carrying on without him, without Wolf, and then all of a sudden he was recording these two new songs that you hear on this Poor Darkness EP. But before, he didn't do it, and I'm pretty sure if it would not have been for me, then he would still didn't do it, you know. He would just sit on his hands and do nothing. And I think that's the situation that you have now. These people trying to or making all this noise about who is the true absurd, who is the fake absurd. I mean, just to imagine that people say that I cannot continue with my own band. I mean, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Are you thinking about taking some legal actions, or what will happen? Will there be two absurds, or?
You own the rights to all the absurd back catalog, right?
Yes, I was actually, when Wolf said he doesn't want to carry on and he wants to be done with it, and he and I spoke about what, not only that I would play concerts, but also I was saying, yes, I have a record label, so of course I would like to release a back catalog too of episode. And he said, yes, it's possible, and we made a deal, and I paid him money for it, and he said, you can have he said that you can have the rights on this on releasing all these records that he was part of with episodes that I can release them on vinyl. And so in a way, legally, yes, I have rights on this back catalog too. Yes, that's how it is. But it's not about, you know, pushing this any further in this soap opera direction with taking legal action like Batushka does, where these people are suing each other. And you have lawyers and judges and everyone coming to conclusions about who has right on something. You know, it's more or less it will all be decided, you know, by the fans in a way, who is what they want to hear or who they want to see on stage and all. And but of course, also time will tell. I mean, I have been playing concerts with Absurd in the last years, but Wolf and Unhold apparently did not. They have this one new EP released, but that's it so far. And like I said, I'm working on new songs myself. So we will see how it all plays out. You know, I mean, like I said, I will just carry on. And when, of course, now it's impossible to play concerts with all this COVID bullshit going on. But as soon as this is possible again, of course, I consider going back on stage with my lineup and perform as absurd, you know.